The two most powerful words in our lexicon are I am. By using the words I am, you command the entire universe to do your bidding. So every time you say, I am beautiful, I am successful, I am loved and lovable, I am creative, all of the universe bows down at your feet and honors who you really are, a divine creative being, and does your bidding. When you use the words, I am sick, I am lonely, I am weak, because the universe still must honor who you are, they too will bring into being exactly what you claim. The secret to the power of the word is that the universe does not differentiate between words. It doesn't know the difference between truth or lie. It doesn't know the difference between what you mean to say and what you say to mean. Whatever you say will be so. That is why it's so important to bring your full consciousness up to understand that what you want to experience can literally be spoken into being, and what you do experience today has already been literally spoken into being. The last point I want to make about principle number 8 is something that I learned many years ago from my teacher, Dr. Tully. And Dr. Tully taught me that behind every word flows energy. And if you use your words carelessly, and especially to talk about what you are going to do in place of actually doing it, what you will achieve is that you will only succeed in creating on the mental plane. And on the mental plane, we don't get the satisfaction of having the actual physical experience. If you use your words to gossip or babble about what you are going to do before you actually do it, what you are creating is what I call an energy leak. This is usually the root of the problem for people who just can't seem to get up and get going to work on their dream. A case in point was a client who wanted to be a newscaster. She spent hours and hours a day talking about what she wanted. She didn't even discriminate about who she talked to. She talked to people on the bus. She talked to people in her office. She talked to her friends on the phone. Anybody who listened to her, she would talk to. She told them everything, how she planned to go to school, what she would write about, how she was going to take video classes. But the problem was, for all her talking, she had no energy left to actually do anything. She could never find the time or motivation to follow through, and she wondered why. But it wasn't a mystery at all to me. She had siphoned off all the energy, and there was none left to actually work on the physical plane. My teachers taught me, never talk about what you are going to do. Don't share with people things that haven't already taken place. Be quiet. And in using the power of the word, know when to conserve your energy as well. By shutting off the flow of wasted words, she actually found that she was compelled, moved to take some of the actions she had intended to do but never quite did. Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Speak with intention. Focus, clarity, speak with right action, speak words that support what you have done, not what you're going to do, and that way you won't get caught up in creating on the mental plane instead of creating and manifesting on the physical plane where you can actually experience real satisfaction. Conserving your words is a very smart rule, because waste is waste on every level. Don't waste the energy you need to create your heart's desire by spending it on idle chatter or coaching someone else how to live their life. Eventually, by keeping your mouth shut, that energy will move into your feet where it can do some real good. I have seen how words, when used consciously, can manifest miracles. Words like these, focused, conservative, and very intentional, do create what you want, and words like these should come from you.